Grazon P+D is a federally restricted use pesticide. Always follow label directions.
Mike, this is Max Cross from Cross Auto Body. I'd just like to say that this is the only station I've listened to for years, every morning on the way to work. I appreciate the customers you've sent my way, and we're going to miss your voice over the radio. Good luck in all you do in the future.
Well, thank you, Max, for dropping by. I appreciate that. Hey, it's time for KFDI Sports Roundup, brought to you all by Madden Motors in El Dorado, where new Dodge, Chrysler, and Plymouths are priced $100 over original factory invoice. Here's Dan.
Oh, hold on just a second. Where's Dan? Dan's over here.
I'm glad to see that our program director's making the same mistakes.
Yeah, I'm following in the leader's footsteps. Okay, here's Dan.
Third baseman Sean McNally and outfielder Jeremy Dotson both homered as the Wichita Wranglers last night beat Midland for the third straight time. The final score, 7-4. Elsewhere in baseball, Florida over St. Louis, 4-2. San Francisco, Chicago, and Milwaukee were winners. Just one game in the American League, Chicago beat Toronto 10-3. More KFDI Sports after this.
We're at Madden Motors in El Dorado talking to Tim Madden.
We're $100 over original factory invoice on any Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, or Jeep product.
Can I get that anywhere, though?
If you want to spend 3, 4, or 5 hours and beat the dealer down to $100 over invoice, they may do it. But out here, you come out and say, hey, let me see the invoice, and here it is.
It's easy to deal right here at Madden Motors in El Dorado and easy to find.
We're at 622 Oil Hill Road. That's 6 blocks north of Brahms, or 6.5 if you dodge all the potholes.
See them in the Feist area-wide Yellow Pages, too.
The Cleveland Indians' second-day baseball draft selections include Kansas State quarterback Michael Bishop. He plays the outfield in baseball, but he's better known as the Wildcats' freewheeling quarterback. Cleveland picked Bishop Thursday in the draft's 44th round. Earlier this year, he was picked by New England in the 7th round of the NFL draft. So now it's up to Michael as to what sport he'll get into. That's a look at sports. This is Dan Dillon.
Brought to you this hour by Madden Motors in El Dorado and by First Trust National Mortgage, the mortgage help that you can trust.
Mike, I don't know. I don't know what this is. Here it is.
Whoa, this rocks.
Oh, wow. I can't believe old Mike is playing this.
Yeah, he's cool.
Hey, old Mike, it's your poor old shirt-tail relation over at T95, the rock station.
Hey, old Mike, it's the Breakfast Club. We rock and you do too. Old Gothic Mike.
Hey, we couldn't let you leave today without saying goodbye and let you know that, you know, in the past, before you owned T95, occasionally we'd make some ranch hand humor.
You know, stuff like KFDI is going to make me wretch, you know. Stuff like that. But
we never said that.
But we promise now that once again the station's been sold to the new company, then, you know, you're not going to be around anymore. But we want to let you know that you can go to bed at night not worrying about us making fun of you. In fact, you don't even have to turn on the radio because...
We'll never say a bad word about a ranch hand. Never once.
No.
No humor about manure or anything.
No,
we promise.
None of that stuff's going to come up.
And, yeah, so don't even bother to check.
You know, we really do hate to see you go, hate to see you retire because... This now leaves us with being like the oldest thing on the radio. So
yeah,
thanks for
much.
That.
Thanks, really.
Yeah, like we needed that.
Now we're older.
We're the old Breakfast Club.
Of course, if you leave us the Lexus to drive around, we might be able to get over
it. Yeah, there would be that.
But seriously, Mike, we know you're not really retiring or anything. You're going to be around consulting, and we'll see you over here in the hall, we're sure. And we wish you all the best and enjoy all the fun things you can possibly enjoy.
Yeah, and we just want to let you know that when it comes to philosophy and foolishness, you can count on us to carry on.
Yeah, the philosophy and foolishness banner.
Right on down the road there, 95.1 FM megahertz, megacycles, whatever they are. And we'll be seeing you around, and let's see. You mentioned the Lexus.
I think we could maybe a raise before you leave or something. But yeah, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
We said who are those people anyway? No, I'm teasing. Those are, you know, they are the oldest morning show. After I'm gone, they'll be the oldest consistent morning show in Wichita, Kansas. And in rock radio, if you're past 17, that's a big problem. So I hope they's after mine. I don't know.
Oh boy,
they're really neat people over there.
Well, we got some more stuff coming up here in just a moment.
Now it's time for another house call from Strickland Allergy.
Hello, I'm Dr. Van Strickland. Often I see patients with severe allergy who ask if I would advise them to move far away to improve their health. It is true that some hay fever sufferers may gain instant relief by traveling to a part of the country where the allergen that causes their symptoms is not present. However, many people are allergic to substances that are widespread. and since they have a genetic tendency to become allergic, they may become allergic to the new environment. I recommend that these patients base their decisions on where to live on other factors important to them, and once settled, consult with an allergist to effectively treat their allergic symptoms. I'm Dr. Van Strickland.
Dr. Strickland is board certified by the American Board of Allergy and Immunology. For your appointment, call 722-4800. See Strickland Allergy in your Feist Yellow Pages.
Okay, Mike, I think we've got another...
Mike, I want you to listen to this voice. Tell me who you think it is. No peeking.
Hi, Mike. How you doing this morning?
That sounds like our good friend out at Truck Stuff.
That's it. Come on, Greg. How you doing?
I've been hearing that voice for a while. I knew that kid when he was in diapers almost.
I'd say I've been listening almost that long.
Greg Bolin, is here. And for those who don't know exactly what's going on out there, they're going out in the lobby and getting listeners, and they're putting them on a radio, and I'm supposed to figure out who they are. And this guy, how could I not miss this voice? We talk to him every day on the radio, and how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Sounds like you're having quite a show this morning.
It's chaos.
Yes,
it's mass chaos. I've lost control. I have no, I'm kind of a control freak. I like to always know where things are. Well, mm-hmm. I have no idea what's going on today. I'm just kind of sitting here, and I'm just, just whatever happens.
Well, this is probably a good way to get you started with that, just kind of shock you right into that loss of control. And
what's really neat is the people that I of course I care about all of our advertisers, but there's some that are special. This guy sitting right here, his dad used to have what was then RNA Sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and
right.
He took over and began running the business and has been a consistent advertiser all that time. And I'll say this, something I've always admired about him is when I've messed up, which I have on numerous occasions, some of the mornings I just forget. And I'd call and say, yeah, I'll just forget to do his commercial. I'd call up and I'd say, oh, gosh, I'm sorry. And he never once got cranky with me. So if you want to be cranky right now, you can.
I don't need to do that. So you've made it easy for me. You have such a great format for me to advertise on. It doesn't matter what day it runs or pretty much what time it runs. It's all good advertising.
Well,
it's just been one of the best, one of the best associations we've had since we started our business. And
well, the good news is it'll continue because I know KFDI feels like it's an integral part of your business. So,
oh, yes, definitely are.
And hopefully you consider us the same way. So
I have to admit, you've taken me to some great places around the world in the last few years, too. And you really get to know somebody sitting around on the beach in your swim trunks.
That's right. And the real truth is we have negatives of all of those times, and so we blackmail him daily.
Oh, that's how you keep him on the air.
That's right. Okay, he calls up and says, I'd like to get off for lunch. No, got those pictures.
Hey, Mike, we got another special guest over here, Nancy.
Hi, Mike. How are you this morning?
It's the cabinet lady. Hi.
You've been waking me up now for, it's been 5 years, believe me.
Shh, don't, Janie will hear that. Be careful.
And I want to let you know that you told me the day I was in your office that you were going to get me more business, and you certainly have. And I tell you, they're good, honest individuals that are your listeners. And I walk into their home, and they're just like friends already. And I owe that all to you.
Well, thank you very much, Nancy.
And I really appreciate our association. I wish you the best in your retirement. And, you have such a knack for being so honest and sincere and down to earth. And your listeners have been able to sense that all these years. And they have quite a respect for you.
You do realize that Janie will be ready for a cabinet update probably in the next week or two. She's only had these for about a month now, but, they're already outdated. I'm teasing. Thank you, Nancy, for that, and thanks for your consideration.
Thanks, Nancy.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Mike. Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Mike, we got lots of stuff planned this morning. As a matter of fact, I think, I don't know where Rex is at right now, but I think we want to go up to the Ponderosa. And, Larry, are you standing by?
You bet I am.
What did you want to say this morning?
Well, I got all the wire services here from the ag side, and everything's blank except up at the top. It just says something about it's old Mike's day. And so there's no agricultural news today. Mm-hmm. All I can say is, Mike, you going to leave us?
Well, I'm not going to leave, exactly. I think I'm still going to be around. I hope I am. Anyway, do you know something I don't know?
No, I just wondered if you was going to take off here for sure. You're really going to leave us here in the morning all by our lonesome with
old Doug.
The slicker?
Yeah, old Doug.
Old Doug?
Yeah.
15 years we've been doing that. Maybe I better leave this to old Doug, too, you suppose?
Yeah, it might be. You know, you're getting kind of long a tooth yourself.
So. I know. But I just want you to know we appreciate the 15. I don't know how many years it's really been since we've been on KFDI.
Well, that's been a long, long time. And what a lot of our listeners don't know is we tried to get you on KFDI a long time before you got on.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. But, boy, was it great when we finally got together. And then come to, we even turned out to be somewhat of a partnership in the radio business.
That's
so
right.
I've enjoyed all of that. And I know you're going to enjoy retirement, my friend. I guarantee you, your golf game will get better, and that coach will drive better. So
I'm going to hang around Greg Boland's house for coffee in the morning. That's what I'm going to do.
Invite me over once in a while.
Larry, thanks for being with us this morning.
You bet.
We got another. Mike, it took us just a couple of days to put this
thing
together.
Like it, yeah.
We'd like to.
We've got a special guest here with us
here
this morning.
Another
Look at who's here.
Well.
Betsy
Come over
Gwynn.
Sit on my knee, little lady.
You don't want that. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Mike?
I'm fine. Betsy Gwynn from the county commission here. Whoa, this is...
Well, yeah, this is a big deal for us, yeah. too, you know. You were talking about family, and I do want to point out that you have either worked, had a Langston girl work with you or
That's
for
right.
you,
That's
three
right.
out of the four of
That's
us.
That's right. I worked with Mogi on TV for
right.
5 years.
Right.
And Mimi, your sister,
Mimi?
Worked out here at KFDI.
That's right, and you and I have
you
come
know?
To know each other, too, because of that. But I brought you a little something special from the Board of County Commissioners this morning. Now, I want you to know, the mayor's going to come out later, and he'll probably give you something they give people all the time.
All right.
I mean, people who land at the airport and just transfer planes get those things, so
right.
those aren't that important.
It's not that special.
This is the third one of these we've given.
Really?
The first one went to Garth Brooks.
Uh-huh.
The second one to Senator Kassebaum Baker.
Ooh.
The third one goes to you.
Oh.
This is a Sedgwick County medallion.
Wow.
That we had struck with the county logo on it.
Uh-huh.
And on the back it says, presented to old Mike Oatman.
Really old.
The old, yeah. 35 years of service, 1964 to 1999, presented by the Board of Sedgwick County Commissioners.
What a nice
And we
guy.
Want you to have
yeah.
it. There you go, buddy. Now, you're in a very elite group.
I am.
Very
I really
elite
am.
Group, and we're very proud to present that to you.
Yeah, this is overwhelming. It really is. I was wanting to.
You wanted man. Your you wanted your value reduced on your house?
Yeah,
is
that? I'd like to have my property taxes lowered. And I'd also like to have a 7.5-foot statue of Bill Buchanan that glows in the dark.
When he retires, maybe we'll see about that.
Save it. I want to be sure and speak at his retirement party.
Do you? Well, Bill's a county manager, for those of you who have not met him.
And he's a neat guy.
And Bill and Mike have had
a good friendship.
A good relationship.
Yeah, he's
Thank
a great Evans. Guy. And all the county commissioners down there, we have one of the best county commissions we've ever had.
Thank you.
I know a lot of people fuss at you all, you know,
It comes with a paycheck, doesn't it?
When you're in that business, you know, if you do one thing, you either make somebody happy or unhappy every
sure.
time you do something. So,
sure.
And but what I've observed over the years and had the opportunity to work with them when I was working in the chamber is that the people on the commission care about everybody in the county, and that includes people in the city too. And
absolutely, because they're a part of the county. We know that.
And when it gets down to the real hard decisions, you're prepared to make them, and that's important.
Thanks. Now that you've got that medallion, Mike, Garth will probably let you backstage.
You think he will? This is so cool. I really.
Well, we hope you enjoy it and think
I
of us often.
I will enjoy it. I'll wear it around my neck.
The nice thing about it is you're not going away, so we'll keep tapping your resources as long as you'll let us.
Betsy, thank you for coming out.
Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, I'm going
to
tell you
Glad
what. That, I, guys, did you hear that? Betsy's going to tap my resources.
Exactly.
I kind of like that.
Exactly. And that's a threat and a promise, I guess.
Jerry Adams has got something for you, too, Mike.
Brought to you by Yesterday Discs. Jim Ooh. Jones wants to say thank you, and he wishes you a happy retirement.
Uh-huh.
He was real good with us last night, brought out his own baseball team to play over at Lawrence DeMont Stadium,
uh-huh.
and they beat us.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Beat you into submission, I
They did.
Yeah.
This is an email this morning, Mike. It says, good morning, all. Do you know how hard it is to drive from Derby to 21st and Woodlawn, bawling the whole way? What a sentimental morning. I moved to Wichita in August of 1981 and have listened to KFDI ever since. I've been very loyal, even to the point when I worked for Norwest, we had a dealer who felt that only low-income people listen to KFDI. I got in touch with Andy O, who put me in touch with old Mike, who put me in touch with... Old Richard.
That's right.
And he gave me a lot of ammunition to share with that person to prove otherwise. Anyways, you are wonderful. I wish you all of God's blessings. God is so good. Best of luck to you and yours. and it's signed by Crystal Kanaga, sales representative with Southwestern Bell Yellow Pages.
That's nice. Thank you, Crystal, for that.
Brought to you by Yesterday Discs.
Yes. And Betsy Gwynn, I don't know what to say to you. This is really, really neat.
Well, I'm glad you like it. Yeah, we think it's pretty neat, too.
And I'll be down there, too. You know, I'll be one of those old guys that comes down and argues about everything. So.
Sure. You just have to. All you have to do is take a number.
That's right.
Mike, we told Dan Dillon we're going to get the news on close to 7 because at 8 o'clock.
Not
there's
a chance.
There's a different thing happening at 8 o'clock. So it's 7:01 at KFDI AM and FM Wichita's Radio Ranch.
This is Dan Dillon, KFDI Pony Express News. Good morning. Here in Wichita, we have a mostly clear sky and 72 degrees. We're headed for a high today of 89. Early talks on how to implement the Kosovo peace plan could start as soon as tomorrow in Belgrade. That's the word from the Kremlin, which says Russian military officers along with NATO officials could be in Yugoslavia over the weekend. Vic Ratner is in Washington.
Now comes the tough
man, you know, and he is so neat. You know, he's just a great guy. And Billy Walker's nobody nicer than him anywhere.
Here's somebody else.
This is Doug with Steamatic. Oh. You know, the past 30 years, we've been through a lot together. In fact, if it hadn't been for you and the ranch hands, Steamatic probably wouldn't have been here and been the biggest in the state. But I do wish you the best. You know that. And appreciate all the business you've given me and all the support you've given us here at Steamatic. Sharon and I send our best wishes to you and your family and wish you a lot of success in your retirement. God loves you, and you know we love you too. So good luck to you.
I have a confession to make to Doug. You know, one time he came down to the house, and he said, Andy came down and egged my house. Doug, that was me.
Hey. Oh, Mike, I got another guy out here that's going to come in and say hello to you this morning. He says he spent so much money on this radio station over the years that he should have a share of the profits, and he's going to be there at the closing. Say hello to old Mike.
Good morning, Mike. This is Ken Heinrich.
Well, he
come
asked
in,
me.
Ken.
Hello, Kenny. How are you?
Come on in.
He's about right, you know. In fact, I think our first board out here to broadcast on was a Bernina sewing machine, if I'm not mistaken. Kenny, how are you?
Real good, Mike. This is a sad day for me. You know, we started advertising you, I think, back in 1964.
At least. That's when I came here, and you were one of the first guys we ever talked about.
Well, you know, I spend enough money. I think I own at least about half of this building out
That's
here.
That's right. At least more than half of it. Right. The tower out here. The middle tower is yours.
You know, I get up every morning listening to you, you know, and people come into my store and say, I want to see that thing that old Mike talks about. Just yesterday, we had a guy come in, and he looked at the Alpine air machine. He says, I keep listening to old Mike. He said, God, he said, that thing must really be good. He said, come in and looked at it, and in about 5 minutes, he took it home with him. You know, one of the things I can look back, the KFDI has been probably 60% of success of Midwest Sewing Center.
Oh, that's nice of you. I don't know that we can take that much credit, but thank you.
I remember years ago, I was going to have in the 70s, we got starting the ceiling fans. But I was going to have a sale on Saturday morning. Why, Ralph Cram called me up and he said, old Mike told me to call you and see if we can do some live radio spots today. Uh-huh. I said, well, I don't know. I said, let's try it. You know, you guys brought so many people to my store that day. We sold 118 ceiling fans. We couldn't even move in that store. But, you know, radio, KFDI, is something about KFDI, the people, and Mike and you, that has really brought business to Midwest Sewing Center. And people come in our store and say, they've listened to us for 5 years. I want to see that machine old Mike talks about.
Well, Kenny, you know, the success part of that is that, I mean, we can get them in there, but if you don't take care of them, why, they don't come back, and you always did, you know.
Well,
Kenny,
yeah.
Kenny is the kind of guy that when you go in there and buy something from him, if it ain't right, he'll fix it. It's that simple, you know. He knows how to treat his customers, and that's a big
thing. Well, the most two important things in any business is your people and your customer.
Yeah, he got mad at me one time. Do you know that? Kenny did.
I was off the air for 1 week.
He canceled. He said, I'm off. You know, it was 1 week. And I'll never forget. I didn't sleep one day that whole week.
Matter of fact, Mike came down to my office, and we got back on the station. So
I went down and said, I'll give you whatever you want. You just take it. And he said, well, he says, okay. You know, but he has been an integral part of our business from the day one. And I'll tell you something else, too, that's been always a real pleasure. when other radio stations would call on Kenny Heinrich and say, we'd like to sell you some advertising, you know, Kenny would say, unless you can do as good as KFDI, get out.
Hey, Kenny?
Well, you know, yes. You know, I've told a lot of the radio stations that, you know, if I was you guys, I'd copy everything KFDI did.
Well, they did. I mean, no.
You know, something, I've got a deal for you, Mike. You know, we got the big Ken quilt that we manufacture down here at Midwest, and we sell all over the country. When you retire, I'm gonna have you come down and get one of them things and put it in that motorhome. So whenever you're parked, you're someplace like where
you can sell it for you.
Well, no, you can quilt, make some extra money, you know.
Hey, we got another special guest here, Mike. I think you want to hear from him.
Hi, Mike. This is the only guy that plays worse golf in the tournament. You too. And I know that's no mystery. It's Charlie Daniels.
Mr. DJ, won't you please play me a song?
I understand this is your last day on the air, and I just wanted to call and congratulate you on all the great years, all the great music you've played, and all you've done for the community around Wichita. I know that you and Janie are going to enjoy your retirement, and to be honest with you about it, I'm sure you're not going to completely retire. You're going to be doing something. And whatever it is, be sure and stay in touch with us because we want to keep up with you.
Hey, Mr. DJ.
Hazel sends her love, and we'll see you at the golf tournament. God bless.
Hey, Mr. DJ.
You know, he makes me cry when he talks.
He's such a good guy. Hey, we're going to be back with more on the old Mike Final Morning Show coming up here in just a couple of moments. It's
called
21
a metamorphosis. When caterpillars turn into butterflies, tadpoles into frogs, and trees into oil. This process can take minutes or millions of years. In our case, Kansas Blueprint, located at 1650 South Broadway in Wichita. We've been growing and changing Kansas for over 78 years. So much so that our own metamorphosis has occurred. We've outgrown our name. From now on, we'll be known as KBP Reprographics, which is much more descriptive of our expanding services. No, the ownership, management, quality, and exceptional service that you've come to expect as standard are still the same. Or they might even be better with everything we have to offer you today. From digital black lines, prints, scanning, maps, and plotting, to mounting, laminating, graphics, duplication, and binding, a copy is never just a copy at KBP. KBP Reprographics. Let us do what we do best for you at KBP Reprographics, 1650 South Broadway, Wichita.
All right, it's 22 past 7 o'clock, and it's time for us to check a little morning traffic. And Mike, who's it brought to you by?
This edition of KFDI's Traffic Update brought to you by Hertzler Clinic, a new commitment to an old tradition. And now let's go to the streets. Here's Jarrett.
And things are running very smoothly so far this morning around Wichita and Sedgwick County. Police watching out for you at the high accident intersections of 13th and Kansas, also 27th Street South in Seneca. Deputies running radar out in the county on U.S. 54 from Goddard out to 343rd Street West. In Mobile 21, this is Jared Cirillo.
Facial pressure or pain, congestion, headache, stuffy nose, low-grade fever. Is it just an allergy or is it something more serious? Many folks suffer from a treatable condition called bacterial sinusitis and mistake it for an allergy or cold. If you have any of these symptoms, you need to see Dr. Gerald Bart of the Hertzler Clinic. Over 16 years of experience in the field of sinusitis, Dr. Bart can help you treat your discomfort. He has a minimally invasive procedure, much less traumatic than traditional surgery. It's the Hertzler Clinic, a new commitment to an old tradition.
This is Scott Crane at the Black Canyon Grill. And from all of us at North Rock in Old Town, happy retirement. We're going to miss you, and don't forget about us down here from time to time and stop by and say hi.
You have a business? You have a business banker. So tell me, how often does your banker swing by your office, your plant, your store? Does your banker know your receptionist? Where to find your coffee pot? Would it be easier for your banker to describe the topography of the moon than the decor in your lobby? There's a lot of that ivory tower syndrome going around. But at Fidelity Bank, we don't believe that's any way to take care of business. We think a little bigger, work a little harder. If Fidelity is your bank, we'll get down to business at your place of business. If Fidelity is your business lender, you'll get answers fast, because the people with the answers are just a few blocks away, not a few states over. When you get right down to it, Fidelity Bank is just plain good for business. Want to talk? We'd be glad to drop by. Call us at 265-2261. We've got a head for business and a taste for fresh brewed coffee. Fidelity Bank. That's how. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
All right, Mike, it's 7:25. What we normally do at this time?
Normally at 7:25, we let me think here now.
Would that be a lucky day calendar?
That'd be a lucky day calendar jackpot.
Let's just do it here.
Good morning, Mike. Time for the Lucky Day calendar brought to you by Sutherland Lumber. And, Mike, this is your friend Ron Huntsman calling from Nashville, Tennessee. Former Charlie Daniels promotion man and former KLEO good guy. And, Mike, when it comes to good guys, we all know in this industry who's the best. We're going to miss you from the air. We wish you a happy retirement. And we sure do hope we'll see you down here on Music Row. So on behalf of all your friends, and boy, there's a many of them here in Nashville, we wish you the very best, old Mike. And look, here's the payoff. $187 in that Lucky Day calendar today. And the number we're looking for is 174770. It's for $187, 174770. And old Mike, I have a number for you. 4. Enjoy that golf game.
Well, thank you. Ron, you know, he used to be here when I was on.
That's right.
Yeah, he was a disc jockey over at KLEO.
Remember the old KFDI, KLEO good guy guess?
Oh, yeah. We had about 4 miles of people lined up to buy gas.
That's right. We got another special guest, Doug.
Yeah, we do. And so far you've been pretty good on voices. I'll bet you can't recognize this one.
And it's not Ferlin Husky. Morning, Mike.
That is Bob Knight.
You don't know who it is, do you?
That's Baron Bob Knight. I know who that guy is. Yes, sir.
Let's walk on around here to the control room and give him a good surprise.
That's Mayor Bob Knight. What's he doing out here?
He did know who it was.
You know what? This will make the Eagle opinion line. What's the mayor doing out there giving away stuff? At how much of our tax money is that doing? Hi, Bob.
How are you?
How you doing?
Good to see you. You know you're going to get in trouble for this. You know, somebody's going to call.
I always do get in trouble for
it. It's just, it's worth it. I was driving out here this morning, and, I really consider myself a pretty tough guy.
Yeah, you
and
are tough.
My eyes were welling up. And I'm serious. I just can't believe that this is coming to an end. Although I know you're going to do greater things in the future. I cannot imagine a better friend to this city, quite apart from the fact of personal friendship, but friendship to the city. And I want to try and capture at least a part of that gratitude with this and tell you how proud we are of you and just to express appreciation for all you continue to do for this city.
Well, you're making this kind of hard now. Cut this out. No, I'm kidding. That is neat. That's a nice thing.
Well, I made this myself.
Uh-huh.
And I made this carrying case.
It's a nice cellophane bag, and it is. This is a for our folks that can't see it. It's a medallion from the city of Wichita, and it says, that's too much there. I mean,
my wife, my Janie, just told me as I was leaving the house to be sure and give you a big kiss for her.
No, you don't
and,
either.
And I told her I would. So.
She is, I'll say this about what we've been able to observe over the years. I've watched Bob, a long time, as he's participated in city life and politics and given an awful lot of his personal time and given up a lot of good opportunities to go out and make a lot of money just to be our mayor. And I never forget being down in front of the council one time saying, you guys need to pay these people more money for what they put up with. You were working, I think, at the time for about $12,000 or something.
And then I was on the street with a tin cup.
In the afternoons, you had to go down South Douglas down there, or East Douglas and Bay.
And I remember you driving by flipping quarters.
But we were fortunate, very fortunate, to have the kind of governance that we've had over the years under your stewardship. So the only thing is you've lost your mind to write that about me. I mean, that's
well,
the way
I'll tell you what, you bring out the very best in every person you associate with, and you're a special guy, and I'll be seeing you.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you. Right. Bob Knight.
Mayor Bob. Well, I tell you what, we're just a couple of moments away from Paul Harvey. Just old Mike's final broadcast, a regular morning show broadcast. Right now, let's go to ABC.
Paul Harvey, news and comment, brought to you by the allergy-free air filter. Now, Paul Harvey News.
Good morning, Americans. It's Friday.
At this hour, Wichita's Mid-Continent Airport, partly cloudy, 72 degrees, 90% relative humidity, south winds at 15, the barometer at 29.88 inches and rising. Old Mike.
Yes.
You know I'm not working today.
No.
But I just couldn't let this day go by without getting my 2 cents in. Does they say thanks to you for seeing the possibilities, seeing what our two great organizations could do together, and giving me a chance to be a ranch hand.
Well, you're one of the best ranch hands we've ever had, Dave, and you belong to our family. And what a neat association it has been, and lots more to come. I'm not sure that any other situation exists in the country where a local television station and a local radio station teamed up the way we did, where we simulcast with each other and bring the weather information. It's so important, you know, to the people in this area, as evidenced by the recent destruction that we had. And, of course, you're a fun guy to work with. He's a ranch hand, I'll tell you that. And I hope you stay here forever.
Well, I wish that you would. But on the other hand, you deserve a chance to go fishing, pal. So I'm really happy for you. I hope that you'll spend some time with that dear friend of mine and former colleagues, Todd and Melissa, and their kids, and just have a very good remainder, many long years to come.
Plan to.
Okay.
I guarantee you.
Dave. All right.
Thanks again, old Mike.
Thank you, Dave. This is Dan Dillon.
Mike Miller here from Suburban Equipment. Does Mom do the mowing at your house? Does her personality change when she gets on her John Deere riding mower? It's like Mom becomes Sheena, Queen of the Jungle. On safari in the Serengeti. Herding Rover, the laughing hyena. And stalking the lazy male lion hiding in the shade under the cypress tree. Riding the John Deere 425 tractor, Sheena conquers the African veldt with a 5-foot-wide mower that she blows away 3, maybe even 4 acres of savanna per hour. She roars with laughter as blades of fescue grass are shredded in her path. Wildebeests are afraid. And when Mom's tractor needs service, she calls 686-2002. And the folks at Suburban Equipment, 12345 East Kellogg, say, "Yes, Sheena, how may we serve you?" What? Queen at your house doesn't have a John Deere tractor. Well, we suggest you get her one quick.
This is Alan Smith with the Cheney Co-op, Cheney, Kansas, and we just want to say thanks a lot, Mike, for all the efforts that you've given in promoting agriculture and all the leadership you've given to all the crew there at KFDI and what they've done for us. Thanks a lot, Mike. Best wishes to you.
Have you recently changed jobs? Do you work for a company that has been sold? Or have you found yourself laid off? Well, choosing right now what to do with your retirement plan may be one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Make time now to attend the free seminar titled Managing Your Retirement Plan Distribution. It's sponsored by Prudential Individual Financial Services. It will be held Tuesday, June 8th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m., Thursday the 10th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and Sunday the 13th. At 2 p.m. at Spears and Derby. Space is limited, so call for reservations today. 683-6552, extension 7215. Learn more about your retirement plan options by attending this free seminar. Call 683-6552, extension 7215. Prudential Individual Financial Services, a division of Prudential Insurance Company of America, 757 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey, 07-102-3777.
Hey, old Mike, I need to have you come back over here to your chair. He had to go over there.
Walking around here, you know. I figured we couldn't get any more chaotic.
I think we got another special guest out there, Doug.
We're going to have to get a seatbelt to keep him in there. Well, this guy right here, I know you'll recognize this voice because he's one of the funniest guys that's on the air with us in the morning here.
Oh, Mike, how are you this morning?
It's Cowboy John.
Put some of that chicken on some of that butter milk to let it soak for about 4 hours.
Well, come in here, Cowboy John.
I'm here.
How can I miss him? You know?
Well, I couldn't do a commercial, so I just came over this morning.
Come on in here.
He said he found somebody to open up for him so he could be out here with us.
Oh, well,
Mike.
How you doing,
Congratulations. Cowboy? I'm doing fine.
Did you bring me a new Jeep?
No, I didn't. I drove an old pickup over here this morning, but I couldn't miss this for the world. It's been fun. That live radio deal that we do every morning, people don't believe it's live, but some of the things I've said, I wished I had back. But it's too late once you get to going.
That's right. Well, you're fun to be on here. You're like one of the regulars out here now, you know that. You and John Culver and Soretta and the family down there, just good folks.
Well, when I was back home farming, you know, for 12 years, if a tractor didn't have the radio working on it to KFDI, we didn't use that tractor. So they was always tuned to KFDI. I don't know how long I've been listening. It's the greatest thing that's ever been.
Well, you're kind, John. Thanks for coming by.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'll just, if you got the keys, I'll just go ahead and start it up.
I can sure bring you one over about any time you want one.
That's Cowboy John Hefkin from Parks Motors, 9 miles east of Wichita and 4 miles west of Augusta.
Thanks for coming out. Here's another guy I wanted to say hi.
Hello, Mike. This is Del Reese at Kansas Campers, and we want to wish you a happy retirement. You have done the RV world a tremendous favor by jumping in that big RV of yours and rolling down the highway. Oh, Mike, let's go RVing from Kansas Campers.
For the best in home comfort, the only two things you need to know are Lennox and Phoenix. That's Phoenix with an F. Now for a limited time, you get the very best and have no payments and no interest for 6 months. That's right. You can buy the best Lennox furnace and air conditioner and get the best installation and service from Phoenix right now and pay nothing for 6 months. Call Phoenix today at 945-4842. That's Phoenix with an F. 945-4842 and beat the summer heat. With approved credit, restrictions apply. See the dealer for complete details.
To one of radio's legends and Wichita's finest, our community and its charities are the beneficiary of old Mike's big heart, kind ways, endless energy, and unselfish effort. Happy trails, Community Bank of Wichita.
Oh.
7:43 here.
Nice of those guys.
Mm. Old Mike, I want to take a moment here to thank you. I've worked for you for coming up on almost a quarter of a century, and I've learned an awful lot.
Yeah, you've gotten fat. You got a haircut and got fat in the years.
Well, I'm teasing. So did you.
That's right.
But one of my highlights I remember was there was another Oatman kid that worked for me.
Right.
Andy. And this is something I want you to listen to very closely because it means a lot to me, too.
Hey, old Mike, this is your son, Andy O, in Tulsa, and this is a day that I really honestly thought would never come.
It wasn't till I was up and gone, married with a couple of kids of my own, doing what mamas and daddies do, that I realized what I must have put you through.
To be honest with you, you are the rock of Gibraltar for me in more ways than one. There was a time in my life that I didn't want to follow in my father's footsteps because I didn't think that was very cool, but as it turns out, I had a little band and had a radio show and family and followed in your footsteps in more ways than one, and I just want you to know that even though I gave you the most trouble of any of the kids, that I think I turned out the most like you, and that makes me proud, and we're all going to miss you.
Thanks again, but most of all, Daddy, for marrying Mom.
And I'm looking forward to spending more time with you.
Thanks again.
Really bad, you know. Thank you, Andy. He's a good one. And he is in the will, so he didn't have to say all. No, I was.